We're now chatting with Peace Rivers MLA, Dan Williams. And Dan, always great to chat with you. First off, we've seen a couple of exciting announcements in the budget. This is one I'm going to want to talk to you about right off the bat, the LaCrete Health Center. Tell us a bit about this.
Yeah, it's very exciting. The budget is really focused on lives and livelihoods. It's the priority for this government. We understand that Albertans have been through a lot over the last year. And the truth is, we need to remain focused on the priorities of Albertans. That means healthcare, and that does include protecting Albertans in this time of COVID, but it also means meeting basic public health needs. And this is a community in LaCrete that has a massive number of births every year. And the truth is that this is long overdue for the community and the folks in LaCrete to be able to have access to basic health needs. And I don't think anyone in the province or my constituency would begrudge anyone or a mother for wanting to be able to give birth in safety. Basic maternal health care. I'm so very, very proud of the work that this government's done to deliver that for citizens, taxpaying Albertans.
And this is something that I guess, because I mean, I have not been to LaCrete. I haven't been able to get up there in the last, like I'd say 15 years. It was the last time I was up there. I'm long overdue for a visit. But in saying that, is this a big need of the community? Was this something that the community came up to you and said, Dan, we really need this?
It is. It's been a longstanding need of the community. Our communities in the North are focused around family. They are, wherever you go. And families are growing. We have one of the youngest populations in terms of demographics out of anywhere in Alberta. Folks who move up to the Peace Country are here for an opportunity. They come for work. They come for a place to give their family something, an advantage that they never had. And that means that we're going to be growing. It means we're having kids. And what that means for the folks in LaCrete is as they give birth to the children, as they look at basic health care needs, they can be put at higher risk because of the distances that folks need to travel from Blue Hills and other areas and really remote communities. So I think it's good. But by no means is the work done. We need to continue offering more and more services. That's why we have a lot of work happening. I worked hard and fought for work to be done in the Delaware Lodge. So we see that coming this year. Construction is going to begin soon in Manning. We see a lot of work happening in other communities, whether it be health or education, for example. We saw in the past we've had projects like the Cothrovon School in Peace River with a whole new school build there. So it is across the whole riding that we focus. And to be honest, this government has been true to its word. It's made a priority rural Alberta, and it's doing everything it can in this difficult time to protect lives and livelihoods. That means doubling down on the communities that provide so much for Alberta.
Dan, also looking at the budget, I see that the Tompkins Landing Bridge, I know that's something that Reeve Kinnelson and many in the community had been clamoring for a long time, to where they said, you know what, we'll pay for it. So that bridge is included in the budget, and construction, I understand, is slated to start pretty soon on that. That's not only that too, but let's talk about the fact that that bridge is going to get built, and also the Nova line, so some jobs are coming in the riding, aren't they?
Yeah, I think the important thing is when we look at how that bridge affects communities, it's communities like Paddle Prairie, where with their cooperation, the bridge would be situated, and they're going to see a massive benefit. Communities like, you know, Blue Hills, communities like Manning, I mean, there's opportunities when that bridge gets built for an increase in agri-food services that's going to be there. Logging, obviously, we talked about. This is going to mean, and think of the budget line, as we work with our First Nation and Métis partners on this, that we're looking at $135 million investment into the area. And obviously, that is a preliminary number. It's going to eventually come to a firm number as we get more and more work done on this. That's a huge amount of construction, resources, and people coming into this area for work, for solid work. And in the end, what we're going to have is an asset that provides efficiencies and opens up our economy so that we can see our jobs grow, we can see opportunities for recovery as we leave the COVID moment, and we see a new future for Alberta and livelihoods. I'm very excited about the prospects of diversifying jobs that are going to come from these kind of massive infrastructure projects.
Yeah, no doubt. Also, Dan, we know that obviously a good part of the Peace River constituency, there's a lot of people who believe in the man upstairs, believe in God Almighty, and you know that there's probably, I'm going to guess if there is one MLA in the entire province that has been hearing about what has happened with the pastor at the Grace Life Church, it is probably your inbox, that's, I'm going to say, that's really getting a lot of those. I guess as somebody of a faith, your overall thoughts to this unfortunate situation.
Well, I appreciate the question, Kenny, and I think my colleague Mark Smith, where Pastor James Coates' church is located, probably hears about it more than I do. But I've had a diversity of views in my constituency. I respect them all. I think, like I said before, family is so important, but I'll add faith to that. A lot of folks in the Peace River constituency, wherever they live, see faith as important. And I think it's important to note that I do everything I can to advocate for freedom of worship from my perspective as an MLA. We need to do that safely, of course, but I think we are in an opportunity where we can continue opening up safely. And it's been the case as we look at our numbers, hospitalizations have dropped. There is an opportunity for us to say, how do we balance this important charter right with important public health? And that's been my position I'm taking from my constituents to Edmonton, to say we need to make sure we balance that right. We need to make sure that we understand folks don't have the same charter right to, as much as I love my small businesses, retail. But there is a charter right to freedom of worship. So we need to make sure we get that right. We need to make sure that we're prioritizing the important needs of our community. That includes the spiritual needs, too.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. That's a very important part of it. And you know what, Dan? Every once in a while, I like to get you to weigh in on the federal side of politics a little bit. And here's a little bit of an interesting one that's making its way through the House of Commons that I think you'd be pleased with, and that is the federal conservatives, they tabled a bill that would exempt from the carbon tax anybody on farms who uses gas or propane. I guess you got to say that. That's got to be at least from the federal department if it goes through, step in the right direction, isn't it?
I could not say how disappointed I am in Justin Trudeau kicking Albertans while we're down. We go through a black swan event of a triple crisis, of a global pandemic, a commodities crash with a predatory price war between Russia and Saudi Arabia, dropping oil prices at the time to negative $25 a barrel. On top of that, we've had the situation we've been in really since 2015, where before COVID hit, average household income was down 9% in Alberta. And Justin Trudeau thinks now is the time for his so-called Great Reset, which is just a euphemism for more progressive policies that have failed and are an attack on average working families. And this is true in his attempt to impose a carbon tax on us, in spite of the fact that we as the government of Alberta have challenged the carbon tax and gone all the way to the Supreme Court and are still awaiting the hearing and the verdict on that. So, of course I support my federal colleagues. I think that not only should be an exemption that you talked about, the carbon tax should be scrapped. It's a tax on working families. It's a tax on Northern Albertans more than anyone else. Because whether or not you're talking about a toothpaste coming up to be used or getting your grain to market or whatever it is you're in industry of, it uses carbon to get it here. We use carbon to heat our homes. We use carbon to get around. I don't have an alternative. When it's minus 40 and blizzarding, I'm taking my truck, I'm putting it in 4x4, and I'm driving on Highway 35. There's no alternative. There's not a green line option for me. And his tax is a way of saying, don't live your life. Don't connect his communities. Don't continue living your northern way of life and providing for your family and providing for this confederation, frankly. Because there's not one bridge, not one nurse, not one public health initiative across the country that doesn't owe its existence to Alberta oil and gas at some part in some small way. Because the way that we have contributed to our country. So I don't know how to say it strongly enough. I think it's short-sighted, selfish, reckless of any federal government, of any party, to throw Alberta under the bus the way that Trudeau has.
All right, Dan. That's pretty much all for that. And I guess the final thing, I was in terms of viewing, I would like to get your opinion on good viewing. Have you seen anything good lately you'd like to share with us?
Well, it's been my wife's choice over the last week.
And I understand.
And I've been, surprisingly happy about it. With the cold snap we went through, we were watching a gardening series, believe it or not, Italian gardening series, Monty Don's Italian Gardens. I highly recommend it for any couples listening or families that are looking towards the spring, and I'm very excited to get to the spring. I think Alberta's got a huge opportunity coming forward. As we leave the COVID moment, restrictions will continue to lift. Life will go back to a place where you're comfortable and normal. We'll get outside. We'll enjoy the great outdoors and why we live in the north, take advantage of those. We see a huge number of opportunities coming from the protection of our economy and the recovery plan that's going to diversify our economy, create jobs, and the terrific position of our commodity markets that we see, whether it be forestry, canola, we look at oil and gas now, with the differentials at, I think, $11, and Western Canadian Select is over $50 a barrel. These are terrific things to look forward to. So watch a gardening series. Get ready for the spring. Get ready for a good summer.
Definitely. Dan, always great to check in with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely, Kenny. Always happy to chat.
This is Dan Williams. He is the MLA for the Peace River constituency, and this is another edition of The Hot Seat.